Welcome to the Smart Thinking Podcast. This is my dad, Ted.
Welcome to the Smart Thinking Podcast. I'm your host, Ted Knightsky. Hey, in the United States, we are heading into the holiday season, Christmas, Hanukkah, and lots of different holidays of many different types, all leading to the end of the year and the beginning of a new year. Each year, we spend time, money, and energy to get to the things that we need to get to so we can give to others. And as we enter the stores and institutions around our communities, there is this constant sound and sight. It's the ringing of a bell and the red bucket that represents the Salvation Army. We become so accustomed to it that many times we don't even look at the people who are standing there, and based upon the enthusiasm of the bucket attenders, sometimes we don't even notice them. Some of us give each time, dropping in a few cents, and other times you give a look to them like, sorry, I don't even carry cash, and other times we act like we're too busy to stop to pull out some change or a dollar. As I was walking past what seemed like my 500th bucket the other day, I was totally caught off guard when the doors of the grocery store automatically opened at 9 o'clock at night, and a mother and her two daughters were standing there ringing the bells and singing holiday songs. What made me stop was that they were singing like no one was watching. They didn't know the words, and the kids were clearly on a sugar high. Well, guess what? Those are my kind of people. I laughed, I picked on the girls for not knowing the words, and then I did something that I've never done. I asked the lady why she was there on a Friday night at 9 with her kids. She smiled and said, "Because the people who collect these buckets were there for me once." I folded a couple of dollars and dropped them into the bucket smiling and didn't ask any more questions. It was like one of those situations where you just kind of knew that she was being vulnerable and it wasn't my business to prod any further. However, when I left the grocery store, they were still there and entertaining themselves, and I smiled all the way to my car. Two thoughts occurred to me when I was driving home. One was, those three made my night, and they really brought energy to their mission. And second, I wanted to know more about the Salvation Army. So let's start with the Salvation Army. I went home and researched their mission. Now, as a school leader, I've seen the Salvation Army support many people when there is a tragedy and help out without hesitation. I've always admired the volunteers and the missions of the Salvation Army and the Red Cross. Both are amazing organizations. But what I started to learn as I read was how much influence they have on a macro and micro level. And as you know, anyone who has influence over another person is a leader. So when I read the impact statements of how many people were served and how often people rely upon the Salvation Army, I was truly moved. And that had me continually thinking about the mom and her daughters. Listen to these statistics. Last year alone, the Salvation Army served 52 million meals. They provided basic social services for 14 million people, provided disaster assistance and relief for 788,000 people, supported 73,000 missing persons, ran day camps for over a quarter of a million children, and in all, they assisted 23 million people with a variety of different social services. This mission is fueled almost entirely on donations, and those red buckets that we walk past all of the time provide the bulk of it. In addition, the work is supported by 2.8 million volunteers that are giving their time and energy to support those in need. I'm beginning to sound dangerously close to a commercial here, but I bring this up for good reason. The bell ringers. Every one of us in our daily life have the ability to change the direction of another person through our actions. So many of us go into our environments and don't even recognize that when we simply slump into our routine, we miss the opportunity to bring life and spark to others. As you see the bell ringers, notice them. There are some who stand there dinging their bell and give their time. There are others who yet are ringing and smiling. And then there are those that are ringing and singing and getting your attention, maybe bringing a smile to your face, maybe compelling you to give, and maybe even striking up a conversation with you. So which are you every day? A dinger, a ringer, or a singer? Very susical, right? I know what I want in my world. I want singers, and at the very least, ringers. People who get it. People who reach out to make a difference, who understand the mission, and who want to make a difference for everyone they meet. Too often we fall back into the comfort zone of dinging and just going through the motions. Too often at this time of year, we're stressed out and we just want the time to go by fast. And and we want everything done. Totally missing the point, and therefore we need leadership more than ever before. The holidays offer us the opportunity to change the direction of lots of people and provide lift, but so does a random Tuesday during the day at 9:37. People are attracted to others who have energy, and misery also likes company. However, Buffalo leaders, well, they take the bell and sing it out. They charge into the opportunity to support others, and they are always thinking about the difference and the different ways in which they can support others. The reflection I'm offering here is simple. Do you enter into every situation as a challenge to lift up others, to serve a greater mission, and to influence those you serve so that they can be their best? I hope so. We walk through life like we walk into stores. Our minds are fixed on what we have to do, and we lose one of the greatest qualities of a leader, curiosity. Curiosity is critical to supporting the world in which we live. We are supposed to be wondering about the world around us and not avoiding it. So how do you as a leader create an opportunity to spark curiosity without physically ringing a bell in front of others all the time? What ringing and singing behaviors do you model and support every day in your world in order to provide lift for those you serve? Well, this is a short episode this week, and I want to offer you a couple of strategies that I had been putting on the Smart Thinking Twitter feed. First, enter every day with the enthusiasm that you would if you were heading to a party you wanted to go to. As a leader, your attitude propels others to the altitude they need to be at. When you turn on the switch in the classroom, boardroom, office, or wherever, you can make a difference and shift the people from the routine to the unseen. What I mean by this is you can bring an unpredicted energy to the environment by being enthusiastic, engaging, genuine, funny, and just fun. That can be done through process. So there's this game I've been playing with groups of people lately called Think in Sync. It's $9 on Amazon, and what you do is simply get people into groups of two and have them write down the answers to prompts, and then they share with each other to see if they can sync up. Now, so few people actually sync up when they are asked things like, what was your favorite TV show as a child? Name your favorite singer or band. What is your favorite dessert? Name something you find in the bathroom. Which small digression here. My favorite answer thus far has been when a woman yelled out, Bob, my husband, I can always find him in the bathroom. But anyways, what happens is people spend 10 minutes conversing and breaking away from the routine, and they chat, connect, and laugh. Then you have different people in the room shout out what they wrote, and you see connections developing all over your environment. It is easy, and it's a bell-ringing opportunity. Imagine for a moment an environment where people all take turns intentionally providing lift, working towards a bigger mission, and making a difference. Got that image? Good. Make it happen. Now, the Buffalo challenge for you is to make the routine something to look forward to find processes that move the environment from dinging to ringing and then ringing to singing. I love that little rhyme sequence. Anyways, every day we all have important work to do. We all work and support different environments. But the world cannot afford us to not be doing our best, to not be looking for opportunities to shine for others. And most importantly, the world cannot afford us to walk by those working hard to meet the mission. My last strategy for you is to do what I did when I started the podcast. I shared with you the impact of the Salvation Army on the world. This week, go into your environment and share the impact of the actions of those you serve. If you are a classroom teacher, share the relevance of the work. How the learning will ultimately be applied in their life, and not just in the future, but now. How learning to read is their gateway to success in other areas of their life, right now. How the application of math supports their reasoning and decision-making. How science makes you inquisitive and you want evidence for your ideas. How social studies allows you to look at multiple points of view and make your own conclusion. How music teaches you to think and collaborate. How Phi Ed makes you stronger and a better teammate. How each area of your daily life builds onto the other. And if you're in industry, take a moment to tell the stories of how their efforts are making a difference and a dent in the greater world. Show the evidence. Show the statistics. Do like I did. I mean, millions and millions of people are impacted by the work of the Salvation Army, and hundreds of people are impacted by our work every day. It is so easy to go through your day just dinging along if the leader isn't singing your praise for making a difference. So show the world around you that their efforts and your efforts, energy, and drive is making a difference. So let's do some smart thinking. describe how you can support others with their energy. List ways you can create more connections between those you serve and the mission. And finally, describe how you can demonstrate the impact of others on the outcomes. That's it. That's the Smart Thinking Podcast. As always, thank you for listening to the Smart Thinking Podcast, and please rate and share this on your social media platform. Remember to subscribe to the TH3 because this past week was a pretty good one, I thought, and it was all about misunderstanding, and I shared a video that I absolutely love. And thank you to the Well Pennies for the great music. Lastly, I shared with you at the top of the podcast how I was lifted by the woman and her children singing and laughing at the grocery store, and they sparked this podcast. Actually, they fueled it. Well, they were there again today when I went to the store, and the same thing, laughing and singing. This time, you could tell that the mom had dragged the two girls out of bed, but it was with the same enthusiasm that they were ringing the bell. But this time, I couldn't resist leaving it alone. I grabbed a couple of dollars and dropped them into the bucket, and then I asked the mom, "Why are you back?" She said that the bucket was there for me, and this time I told her how she pushed me into looking into the mission of the Salvation Army, and like the old dorky history teacher I am, I listed off all the ways that the Salvation Army helps people. I said I'm so impressed that they serve so many disasters and relieved people, sheltering the homeless, fighting hunger, supporting poverty, addiction, the unemployed, supporting families, fighting human trafficking, supporting vets, the elderly, and the domestically abused. I told her that I really appreciated her having her children help a great cause. This time, she coyly winked at me and said, "I'm standing here because of four of the things you just said." That just lit me up again. Now, ironically, tomorrow, the leadership team at CISA 6 will be all around our community of Oshkosh, ringing bells and working those buckets. But this woman, man, she sparked me to do something different. So let me tell you how this Buffalo-minded person's going to be ringing bells tomorrow with his team. I'm bringing a boombox, well, you know, a Bluetooth speaker, a bell, and a bunch of change that my kids and I put together, as well as Megan. I'm going to run our bucket like a jukebox. That's right, drop in some cash and coins, and we'll play your song. If you don't have any, well, guess what? I got a whole bucket here of change that you can take from my bucket and put it into their bucket, because I'm going to engage you. I just happen to have all this change right here, drop some in, and I'll play you a song. It's non-negotiable giving. Hopefully, I will engage the people, we will bring energy to that person, and no one will be in any way offended by my enthusiasm. I believe that each of us needs a little spark once in a while, and I also believe that in every organization, it needs to be modeled and non-negotiable for us to do our best for those we serve. Life is too precious and short to spend time dinging a bell. So this week, step into your arena with gusto. Move others to new heights. Pull yourself out of whatever slump you're in and find a way to stop dinging the bell and get the world ringing the bell. And better, get the world singing.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Dashing through the snow,
dashing through the
in
snow,
a one-horse open sleigh.
One horse open sleigh.
O'er the fields we go,
all the fields we go,
laughing all the way. Ha, 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 ha. Bells on bobtail ring,
on bobtail ring,
making spirits bright.
Making spirits
what
bright.
Fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. Oh, jingle bells. Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Forty as his speed,
pitch him to an open sleigh, a crack you'll take the lead. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to
and sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.